This is the Cricket World News Roundup for the 4th of September. Former Bangladesh cricketer Sharaf Ul Haq has been banned by the Bangladesh Cricket Board for an indefinite period after allegations made about him by current Bangladesh fast bowler Mashraf Murtaza relating to spot fixing were substantiated. Murtaza made the allegations prior to the start of the Bangladesh Premier League, claiming that he had been approached by the 36-year-old with a spot fixing offer. Mustafa Kamal, the BCB chief, said of the terms of Sheffield's ban, he will not be allowed to take part in any cricketing activity in the country in any capacity. Cricket Ireland have announced that former Australian international and bowling coach Craig McDermott has joined them as a specialist bowling coach and consultant during the ICC World 2020 in Sri Lanka, which begins later this month. The appointment was unveiled at a departure press conference and comes just 3 months after McDermott stood down from his post with Australia. Cricket Ireland Chief Executive Warren Doyton said, "I am delighted that we have brought Craig on board as part of our coaching setup. He is vastly experienced both as a top-class player and more recently as a specialist bowling coach." Glenn Maxwell's maiden half-century guided Australia to a series clinching 3-wicket win over Pakistan in the overnight third and final one-day international in Sharjah. After Pakistan reached 244 for 7, an innings in which Mitchell Starc grabbed 4 for 51, Mike Hussey hit 65 and Maxwell 56 not out as Australia got home with 3 overs to spare. England women recorded the expected victory over Pakistan women in the first of 2 2020 internationals that they will play against them in the space of 24 hours at Loughborough. Pakistan can make just 87 for 7 from their 20 overs after electing to bat, with Anya Shrubsole taking 4 for 21 from her 4 overs and dispensing with the tourist top order. In reply, England got off to a slow start and had scored only 3 when Laura Marsh departed for a duck in the third over to Kanita Jaleel. They lost their captain Charlotte Edwards soon afterwards, but Sarah Taylor and Aaron Brindle shared a third wicket stand of 60, which took them to the brink of victory. And the ECB have confirmed that Jonathan Trott has been ruled out of the final one international against South Africa tomorrow with a hand injury. He has been replaced in the squad by Josh Butler, although Johnny Bairstow is likely to take Trott's place.